This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Ready to go? Welcome. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I think, is the sound okay? I'm not too far away from it. It's good? Okay. So welcome to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful. We're the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. Very happy to be here, as always, to offer the teaching of mindfulness and the practice. That's really what we do here. We meditate together. I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So what we're doing is practicing how to bring our mind into the present moment. Much of the day, if you check into your mind, you're lost in the past, thinking about something, replaying it. Oh, why did he do that? Why did I say that? Oh, right? Our minds tend to go into the past. Or we're in the future, planning, going into the worst case scenario, catastrophizing. And our minds tend to go back and forth between these two areas. And what we often find that is if we can take our mind and bring it into the present moment, there's a sense of ease, peace, relief. By the way, I didn't say hi to the people. I can't see you, but I know this is being live streamed. So we have all of our friends across the world who are meditating with us at this moment. So mindfulness teaches us to come into the present moment. What it also does is it gives us tools to notice what's happening, to become aware of whatever is current, whatever is present in that moment. So a lot of times people associate meditation with just notice your breathing, and then when your attention wanders, you bring it back. That's a great way to start because it focuses and calms the mind. But the fact is, in our experience, there's so many other things happening. There's body sensations, there's sounds from the outside, there's thoughts, there's emotions, there's memories, there's all these things that make up being human, right? They're all happening. And so with mindfulness, one way to practice it is just to get really focused and notice my breathing and my attention wanders, bring it back. But another way is to begin to allow whatever is here to be here, to open our awareness like, oh, okay, what happens if I pay attention to this emotion that's present? Oh, I'm sad. And what does sadness feel like? Well, my heart feels heavy. My face feels hot. And we allow what's here to be here in a very curious and open way. And in that way, we learn skills to be present with whatever we're experiencing in life. So we focus our mind, but then we also learn to open to life with whatever life brings. And so this practice that we're going to do is a training ground to help you. And when you open to life, like what does that mean? It means that we meet whatever life brings with more ease, with more kindness to ourselves and others, that we are willing to tolerate discomfort and be with it, and that we can hold, that we have the capacity to hold what arises. So this is what the practice does. And I think once, if you're new today, if you've been practicing for a while, you kind of already know what I'm talking about. But if you're new, hopefully you'll get a sense of what I'm referring to. So it's like nothing has to be excluded from our meditation. No aspect of our experience, no part of us left out. All of it can be held within awareness and within kindness. And so that's what we're going to do today, is explore. We're going to do kind of like a fun exercise. Last week I was teaching a meditation retreat for families. And so we had kids as young as 7. Actually, there was a 3-year-old there, but basically young as 7. And then I think the oldest person was somewhere in their 70s. So I was having to teach meditation. I mean, I had a lot of people working with me, not just me, but to all these different age groups. So I'm going to bring, this will be kind of a more playful meditation today in the spirit of what we were doing. Okay, so I just invite you to settle back and get comfortable in whatever posture works for you. If you're at home, in a chair, couch, bed, on the floor, in a cushion. If you're here in the auditorium, we're all in, you know, auditorium seats, and feet on the floor if that's possible. Hands resting, just you can put them on the arms of the chair, you can put them on your lap. Doesn't matter, just being comfortable. Your back upright, if that feels okay to you. It just gives us more energy, and it's not like a rigid or tight stance that we're doing. It's like a relaxed alertness. And your eyes can be closed, but some people prefer to leave them open. Either way, your choice. If you do leave them open, I recommend having a downward cast to your eyes, like just gazing, a soft gaze downward, so you're not too distracted. And we can begin with a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And sometimes there's a feeling of relief when we just take that first deep breath. Oh, I've been so busy all day, and now I finally am here to pay attention to what's happening inside me. Time for you. So a few deeper breaths. And then ultimately letting your attention return, letting your breath return to its own natural rhythm. And so to get the distinction that I've been talking about, we're going to start with some breath practice where you focus your attention, and then I'll take you on this kind of exploration practice. But for now, see if you can tune into your breath in your body, like where you notice your breath in your body. So again, your breath is natural, in and out through your nose. And see where you feel the breath the clearest. Where do you notice your breath? So a lot of people notice their breathing in their stomach area. There's a rising, falling, expanding, contracting. Or the chest moving up and down, sort of like a rising and settling. Or you might notice your breath in your nose, like there's some tingling, coolness, vibration at the nose. So you can find an area to notice your breath as your main focus to the first part of the meditation. Some people may find it's hard to notice their breathing, so I'm going to recommend just turning your attention to the sounds around you, and everyone can try this, listening to the sounds in the room or outside the room. Sounds coming and going. Not thinking about the sound so much, but just listening. Like, okay. So So to focus our attention, what we do is we gather our attention in a particular domain, like in our on our breath in a particular area, or there's sounds as an alternative. And what that does is it collects the mind. It gathers a dispersed mind. It leads to more concentration, calm, and clarity. So for the first part of the meditation, just invite you to be with the breath in one of those spots, abdomen, chest, or nose, or listen to sounds. Just choose one thing. It's maybe what you normally do, or if you're new, try one of them, see what you like. They all work well, so just choose something. And we'll be with breath after breath, or sound after sound. And then when your attention wanders away, and for most people, you're with a breath or two and you start thinking about something else. And this is very normal way to meditate. This is what happens when people meditate. So when your attention wanders away, you can notice it and just bring it right back to your focus, whatever you're focusing on. And then keep doing that over and over. So for this first part of the meditation, just a couple of minutes, we're going to focus on our breathing or on the sound and see how it goes. I think you get the picture. This is a very useful way to meditate. It's not always easy to do, but this helps us just focus on one area of our experience, and we keep coming back over and over. But let's say we wanted to do a more expansive meditation, including all parts of our experience. So let's give this a try, and we'll just kind of have some fun with it. So first off, let's go back to the hearing. We're going to look at all our five senses and see what there is to notice. So see if you can listen to the sounds. You might have done this before. So we're going to the sense of hearing, listening to the sounds, ambient noise, maybe some strong sounds wherever you are, like there's something loud, might be sounds inside us, there's the sound of my voice. See if you can just listen to the sounds. One thing to pay attention to. And now I'm going to invite you to turn your attention to the sense of smell. So normally in meditation we never talk about this, but can you smell anything? So the same kind of curious, open, don't like sniff too hard or something, but just like, oh, it's their scent. There may or may not be. Is there a scent here at the Hammer Museum Auditorium or wherever people are? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Just to notice. Notice if it stays constant. Like if you smell, is it always there or does it kind of fade away and then it comes back? Just with an open heart and mind, we find out what's here in our experience. And now, shifting to taste. So this is where we get to basically taste the inside of our mouth, because there's nothing else to taste. But there is eating meditation that one can do. But for right now, is there any taste in your mouth? Pleasant, unpleasant? Maybe neutral. You like it, dislike it. Does it stay constant? Does it disappear? If you move your tongue around a little bit, does it change? Okay, and moving from that sense, so we've done sound, we've done hearing, smelling, tasting. Now we're going to go to seeing, so don't open your eyes first. Notice what's happening in your eyelids. Like we're just looking at our eyelids, right? That's what we do, I guess. What do you see? Maybe there's lights or speckles. Movement of light. You also might see images. So some people, when they kind of tune into that sense of seeing with their eyes closed, they might see an image, a picture. For others, it's just like gray or kind of moving, like almost like foggy or something. Just what do you see? And then if you want to, you can now expand this to, don't open your eyes yet, to an open eye noticing. And when you open your eyes, I just invite your gaze to be really soft. And all you're going to take in, maybe the back of the head of the person in front of you, or there's like just a soft gaze, so that we're doing the same thing, bringing our awareness to whatever we can see. So let's open our eyes. If you want to, you don't have to. Just notice that there's light and color and shape, movement. Maybe we can maybe see more from the periphery rather than focusing on something. So awareness of seeing. And then let's take a breath, and for this next part, you can close your eyes again if you want. The last sense is, the next sense is feeling, right? The sense of touch, feel. So now bring your attention to your body and notice whatever there is to notice. There's heaviness, lightness, warmth, tingling, vibration, and so on. Maybe there's unpleasant, pleasant, neutral, constriction, release, pleasure. What do you notice in your body? It might just be the feel of your legs on the chair or your hands on your lap. Or maybe you have pain and so that's really obvious to you. And if you do, just be really gentle. Don't spend too much time there. Find other parts of the body that are not painful. Just noticing the physicality. This is our fifth sense. And we can extend that physical sensing to our emotions, right? Emotions are kind of this combo of physical sensations and also activity of our mind, right? So just noticing, you might bring your attention to your heart area. Is there any feeling that's here, that's present? Am I a little sad today, or is there some irritation, or happiness, or joy? What's happening in my own heart, or my emotions? And see if you can let whatever is here be here. With the same curiosity you brought to noticing smell or taste, what if you bring that kind of, I'm really curious, what is here, to emotions? And if no emotions are present, that's quite normal. A lot of times there's nothing in particular happening. Let's open with awareness to emotions. And then we'll just add one more thing, which is now turn your attention to your mind. So some people have said this could be a sixth sense, like the sense of the mind, but technically it's not. But to notice, our mind is a whole other area to notice. There's thoughts and memories and emotions coming through as thoughts, and there's images, and there might be a thought that's really stuck in your head, or... What's happening in your mind? It's not easy to do, but what do you notice? Is there talk in your mind? Do you see things, images? Is it memory? And how does your mind feel? Is it relaxed, peaceful, at ease? Is it agitated? Do you notice that you just are hungry? Sometimes we notice that's like many things are happening when we're hungry. Okay, we've just noticed all these different aspects of our experience. So now I'm going to give you a couple of options for the rest of the meditation. You can... If you really just like noticing your breath at the very beginning, go back to that. If you want to notice your breathing, and then when something becomes really obvious in one of those other domains of your experience, notice that, and then come back to the breath. Or just notice whatever comes up. There's a sound, and then an image, and then a taste, and then something in my body I feel. And then there's some tingling in another part of my body, and then a memory. So just let yourself play, like you're playing in the field of you, right? Like, oh, I can be aware of all these things. It's pretty cool. So for the next few minutes, just see what you're drawn to being aware of. And maybe there was one domain you really liked, like, oh, it's very fun to taste, so I'm going to go back to that. Feel free. Okay, let's try that in silence. As you can see, this can get really interesting. Maybe. But we do have to bring it to an end. So for the last minute, just kind of take a moment to see where you are, how you're feeling. Maybe there's more alertness, more curiosity in your body and mind. Or maybe there's, for some of us, a sense of awe, like, wow, there's a lot going on. Being human is complex, right? Or anything is here. So just noticing how you're doing as we bring the meditation to a close. And for whatever you're feeling, whatever is happening for you, can you offer yourself a little bit of kindness? Just, yeah, whatever I'm feeling right now, can I hold this with kindness, with awareness? And when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Hope you enjoyed today's exploration of our body, mind, and external, internal, these five senses. Couple of announcements. I'm with UCLA Mindful. I'm Diana Winston with UCLA Mindful. I meet every Thursday here. If it's not me, it's somebody else. I think next week it's Allison, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so there, when you exit, there's a flyer about our center, and it is there's none there. So, but there's a, you can take a photo if you're interested. We have an app called UCLA Mindful with hundreds of meditations. Everything we do in here gets put on it. So there's hundreds of themes. There's 17 or 18 different languages that you can do meditation in. There's wellness meditations. There's a lot there, and that's called UCLA Mindful, and it's free. It's an educational app that is free for ongoing. I will be in the hallway outside in about a couple of minutes if you want to say hello or you have a question, and I'll see you in about 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hemmer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.